My creativity rises from the is in me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with a thought for today. My creativity rises from the is in me. How does my creativity rise from the is in me? The essence of my being, the very, very detail of my being, the reality of my being, is the is in me. It's the divine in me. It's the quality in me that never ceases, that never ends, that is always there, wonderful, powerful, beautiful, under all circumstances. The is in me is something so unique and so special and so powerful and so glorious that sometimes I don't really understand what it's all about or how it functions so perfectly. I don't need to understand how it functions, and I don't need to understand what it's all about. I just use it. I just use the is in me. Now, how do I use the is in me? How do I put the is in me into proper focus, into proper attitude about all of life so that I can really enjoy it and know it and be it? How do I do that? Well, the greatest way that I can do that is just to stop looking outside of me and thinking that's where all is. If I want to understand the stars and the moon, if I want to understand humanity, if I want to understand creativity, how animals and creatures are born and brought forth into being, if I want to understand animal, mineral, and vegetable life, if I want to understand anything, looking at it on the outer is only a representation of it at a point of its being. When I look at my own inner self, at my is, and realize there is the beginning of all things. There is the ending of all things. There is the continuity of all things. There is all things. Yes, there is all things. Now, why do I say there is all things rather than there are all things? It seems it would be more grammatically correct to say there are all things. Well, there is only the is. It is not a matter of many objects. It's not a matter of many things that I have to study. It's not a matter that I must study all these different animal, vegetable, and mineral life. I don't have to understand or even contemplate them. I look within myself purely, wonderfully, totally, solely to the is. And as I look to the is, I begin to realize that all things just is. All things just are. All things just exist. The is. And looking at things from that point of view, I understand a whole different reference point for my thinking. I'm not looking into multiplicity. I'm not looking into the many. I'm looking in the singular, the I am, the divine, the God, the creative cause of all. And as I look to the creative cause of all, I see the is being revealed in my life, in my world, in my experience in a most beautiful way. The is comes forth in a most spectacular manner. It's not a matter that something is going to happen or something is going to be or something is directing itself into the expression of allness. It already is. Everything that can, will, or was is now in this universe, is now in the allness. There's nothing new under the sun. We heard that oftentimes. Truly, there is nothing new under the sun. Everything already exists. If you think of a better mousetrap, it already exists. If you think of a better spacecraft, it already exists. If you think of being there, it already exists. If you think of your ideal spirit, mind, and body, and you would like to demonstrate your ideal spirit, mind, and body, You have the perfect example of the ideal spirit, mind, and body in you, in me. And that perfect example is just waiting to be revealed, waiting to be expressed, waiting to be seen by our beautiful eyes. Now, how do we come to that point of view? How do we come to that awareness that this is what it's all about? We come to the awareness that this is what it's all about because we always return to our original purity and integrity. We always come back to the source. And as we always come back to the source, we are being born again. We are being aware again of who and what we are. We're coming into that inner sanctuary of awareness. We can all say that we don't know that, but we do. Because I'll tell you a little secret. At one point in every human life, and in the life of everything that exists, it was a child, you might say. And as a child, it always said, I know everything. And it believed that it knew it. But you see, the elders, the other world about it, said, you can't know everything. You're just a little child. You don't understand. Well, the little child draws upon its is, and expressing its is, its isness, it expresses all. And expressing all is where all knowledge, all understanding, all reality, all expression, all existence dwells. How smart we would be if we would train ourselves, as well as our children, to continue to reveal, to be aware of, to be acknowledging to, that the is already all exists in our universe, in our being, in our expression. And as we do that, we come into a most exciting adventure. We come into a most exciting revelation. And that revelation is that there's nothing new under the sun. That revelation is that all is done right now. And that revelation is that here we have the cornucopia. We have the basket of food, the basket of essential allness. All the goodness of the universe in that cornucopia waiting for us to select all or any bit of it. And so as we see this cornucopia before us, as we are this cornucopia, we draw forth out of it all that already exists. And it does. It does already exist. It does already demonstrate itself time and again throughout all time and space. You say, well, in some other dimension perhaps? No, right now, in this dimension right here. You and I, we can demonstrate anything right here and now, and we're doing it, perhaps a little slow. Perhaps we have not had our thinking caps on straight, but we can. We can put our thinking cap on straight and realize that we know all right now. That's why we can make the statement, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. This is not a fool's paradise. This is the truth. This is reality. This is you expressing yourself right now as all knowledge, all wisdom, all experience, all that is the is of all. And how glorious that is. Contemplate these things, because as you contemplate them, as you give them power, as you recognize they are the truth of your being and my being, as they are the truth of our reality, that we can enjoy them now in every glorious way of our life. And how great that is. Join me in this awareness, in this reality, in this delight. And as you join me in this delight, you will see that you are there too. You are with a song in your heart, delighting in being the is, in all that you are, right now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you.